Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha. Welcome to another edition of Sound Bhakti. We're broadcasting from Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, the place of Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra, Purushottam Kshetra. In the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is the first canto, second chapter, third verse, we find the following. Yaswanubhavam akila shuti saramekam adhyatma deepam atitir shatam tamondham samsarinam kanuna yaha purana kuhyam tam vyasa sunum upayami gurum muninam. The author says, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him, Shuka, the spiritual master of all sages, the son of Vyasadeva, who out of his great compassion for those gross materialists who struggle to cross over the darkest regions of material existence, spoke this most confidential supplement to the cream of Vedic knowledge, after having personally assimilated it by experience. So, actually, this is Suta Goswami speaking to the sages of Naimasaranya, and explaining the motive behind Sri Shukadev Goswami speaking the Bhagavatam to Maharishi Parikshit. He says it's out of mercy. And there's no earthly reason that Shukadev Goswami has for going out to speak the Bhagavatam other than the compassion that's in his heart to help the living entities of the material world by giving them this knowledge. As you all may know, Shukadev Goswami was a self-realized soul even as he was in the womb of his mother. Therefore, it is said that for more than a decade, he stayed in the womb of his mother and would not come out because he wanted nothing to do with the material world. This is one of the qualifications of someone taking to spiritual life, and that is a recognition that the material world is not our home. Shukadev Goswami, of course, was such a great soul that he had extreme reluctance to interact with the material world, knowing how sticky it is, and he had no interest in it whatsoever. When he came out of the womb, finally, because Lord Krishna personally came to the ashram of Srila Vyasadeva and advised Shukadev, even as he was in the womb, that I promise you, when you come out, you will not be affected by the material energy. After Shukadev came out, he left home without any ceremony, that is, taking the sacred thread or even greeting his parents. He simply went to the forest. So, we find that when Shukadev was in the forest, Vyasadeva, to bring him back home, sent out disciples. Some say he gave shlokas to workers who were going to the forest to cut wood. In any case, from the various Puranas, we hear that Vyasadeva made available to Shukadev in the forest the various shlokas from the Srimad Bhagavatam about Krishna's supreme mercy. For instance, Aho Bhakiyam Stanakalakutam, this verse which declares that, oh, who could be more merciful than Krishna, because he delivered Putana, who came to kill him by smearing poison on her breast when he was just a little baby. But he delivered her and gave her a position as mother, because he saw that she disguised herself as a mother, and he didn't consider that she had come to kill him. When Shukadev heard the transcendental verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam while he was in the forest, he was so attracted to them, he came back to learn the Bhagavatam from his father, Srila Vyasadeva. So this, the Bhagavatam says, proves that the Bhagavatam is beyond the modes of material nature. It's beyond the purview of the entire material world. It has nothing at all to do with life in the material world. It is something that's attractive even to those who are beyond the attraction of the material world. And Shukadev Goswami epitomizes this person or those persons who are no longer interested in the material world. In fact, when he came to the assemblage where he met Parikshit Maharaj on the bank of the Ganges, as a young man, he was wandering naked. He had no interest in fashion, clothes. He had no idea that he was, whether he was dressed or undressed. He was fully absorbed in the spiritual consciousness that came from hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore the Bhagavatam says, Karunaya, this is his mercy that he came out to speak the Bhagavatam. So we can remember as we're hearing the verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, who is presenting this? What is the exalted quality of the personalities who not only spoke the Bhagavatam, but who also were qualified to hear it? And therefore, as we hear the Srimad Bhagavatam in our own homes, in our own life situations, we can remember that we're achieving the best kind of association just by taking in this sound vibration, which was presented simply for our benefit. Om Tat Sat, Hare Krishna.